Sunday coming, and then go a week beyond that, what would that be?
Sunday after next.
Any special term for 14 days?
49. That isn't a very common term here, though, I don't believe. I don't recall anybody much saying 49, but I do know the Scotch people always say the last fortnight or the next fortnight, I'm going to do so-and-so in their letters, and they use it.
I've picked that up a couple times.
Very much all the time.
I picked it up as a common term in Oklahoma.
Well.
It surprised me.
Well, I don't recall ever hearing anyone say it here. Now, we said it in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a British term.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch, or English either.
What did your father have to tell time?
Well, he always carried a watch, and he was very meticulous about his
silver?
Time. Yeah, an old silver watch. I think I had his watch.
Were any other colored watches common then?
Or? Well, there were a few gold watches, but they were rather expensive. They were, well, his watch was as big as this, and weighed almost a half a pound.
Did it cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those. It was my grandfather's. You push a button and it pops open, you take a look. A great big winder, bigger than the end of this pencil. What time?
Fill out your pocket completely.
Oh, yes. What time would you say this is?
Oh, 7:30.
And this?
A 10:45. No, uh-huh. 9:45, is it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Either way.
It's kind of like my little clock, and there, the marks on it are slanting. It's kind of an odd little shaped clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to tell when you look at those slanting numbers, whether it's to...
That's the way I was. At night, I'll get the thing right up here and stare at it with my very sleep-laden eyes. If a boy had a birthday last year on this day, and he was two years old, then today you'd say he's what?
Three.
Three what?
3 years.
Mm-hmm. Three?
3 years. Or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Don't very often put that text word on. Too much trouble.
And then you'd say he was 2 years old just exactly.
Today?
No, he's 3 years mm-hmm. old today.
He's 2 years old. A year ago.
Uh-huh.
Exactly a year ago.
When the sun is shining, it's pleasant and warm, there's a good breeze, what would you say about it? It's a what?
Pleasant day.
Mm-hmm. When we've had
day.
Mm-hmm. If we've had cloudy weather and then the clouds begin to disappear, you say it's
the clouds are breaking up.
Uh-huh. And when we've had one kind of weather and we see we're getting another one, you say the weather is
going to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the bees were telling us yesterday.
Kill three queens. That's quite a loss.
Yeah.
When they must have thought the end of the world was near. When there have been no clouds and then they start to appear, you'd say the clouds are
beginning to come in or to form or to
uh-huh. Or have you ever heard the expression it's clabbering up?
Yeah. My son uses that all the time.
Clabbering up.
I think that was an army term all of the boys used. They said clobbering up.
Clobbering up, huh? Any expressions for a brief but very heavy rain?
Downpour.
Yeah.
Deluge.
A gully washer?
A gully washer.
Any others like that that are common?
Oh, frog strangler.
I heard a trash floater the other day.
That's a good expression, too.